The New Topical Memory System, Revised Standard Version. Section A. Live the New Life. Every person has physical life, life without Christ. But once we have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we possess a new spiritual life, no less than the life of Christ in us. This new life may be illustrated by a wheel. A wheel gets its motivating force from the hub. Christ is this hub, the source of power and motivation for the Christian's life. He lives in us in the person of the Holy Spirit, whose expressed purpose is to glorify Christ. The rim of the wheel represents you, the Christian, responding to Christ's lordship through your wholehearted obedience to Him. Such obedience is linked with every other element of the Christ-centered life represented by the wheel. The spokes show the means by which Christ's power reaches our lives. The vertical spokes concern our relationship to God, and the horizontal, our relationships to people, believers and unbelievers. The wheel functions smoothly only when all spokes are present and in the proper balance. Live the new life. A1. Christ, the center. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. A2. Christ the center. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. A3. Obedience to Christ. Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Romans 12:1. A4. Obedience to Christ. John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. John 14:21. A5. The Word. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. A6. The Word. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Joshua 1:8. A7. Prayer. John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. John 15:7. A8. Prayer. Philippians 4:6-7. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. A9, fellowship, Matthew 18, 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18, 20. A10, fellowship, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. A11, witnessing, Matthew 4, 19. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4, 19. A12, witnessing, Romans 1, 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Section B. Proclaim Christ. As witnesses for Christ, we have two things to share. Our testimony of how we found Christ and what he means to us, and the gospel, God's plan of salvation. The gospel includes the fact of men's need, God's love for men, and what he did to meet that need. The topics of this section form a usable outline for presenting the gospel. These most important aspects of the gospel, along with the verses, will help you become more skillful in proclaiming Christ. Proclaim Christ. B1. All have sinned. Romans 3:23. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. B2. All have sinned. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. B3. Sin's penalty. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. B4. Sin's penalty. Hebrews 9:27. And just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27. B5. Christ paid the penalty. Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. B6. Christ paid the penalty. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. B7. Salvation not by works. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. B8. Salvation not by works. Titus 3, 5. He saved us, not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. B9. Must receive Christ. John 1:12. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. John 1:12. B10. Must receive Christ. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. B11. Assurance of salvation. 1 John 5:13. I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. B12. Assurance of salvation. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. John 5:24. Section C. Rely on God's resources. God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He, knowing our limitations and every trial and test we will ever face, has provided all we need to live victoriously and fruitfully for his glory. Our part is to commit ourselves to him, appropriate his resources, and obey him completely. He will provide the enabling. As we are told in Philippians 2:13 in the Living Bible, for God is at work within you, helping you want to obey him, and then helping you do what he wants. Following are six spiritual resources you can rely on to enable you to fulfill his will for your life. Rely on God's resources. C1. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. C2. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. C3. His Strength. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:10. C4. His Strength. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. C5. His Faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. C6. His Faithfulness. Numbers 23:19. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Numbers 23:19. C7. His Peace. Isaiah 26:3. thou dost keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Isaiah 26:3. C8, his peace. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7. C9, his provision. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? Romans 8:32. C10, his provision. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. C11, his help in temptation. Hebrews 2:18. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. C12, his help in temptation. Psalm 119:9-11. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to thy word. I have laid up thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:9-11. Section D. Be Christ's disciple. Next to his redemptive work on the cross, the primary ministry of Jesus was raising up a band of dedicated disciples who would multiply and make an impact on the world. Jesus ministered to the multitudes, but at times he seemed to discourage people from following him. He was not interested in nominal followers, but in truly committed disciples who had counted the cost and upon whom he could depend. This series of verses presents 6 imperatives that characterize the disciples Jesus is looking for. Be Christ's disciple. D1. Put Christ first. Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Matthew 6:33. D2. Put Christ first. Luke 9:23. And he said to all, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. D3. Separate from the world. 1 John 2:15-16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:15-16. D4. Separate from the world. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. D5. Be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. D6. Be steadfast. Hebrews 12:3. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Hebrews 12:3. D7. Serve others. Mark 10:45. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. D8. Serve others. 2 Corinthians 4:5. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4:5. D9. Give generously. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord with your substance, and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Proverbs 3:9-10. D10. Give generously. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. The point is this: he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he's made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. D11. Develop world vision. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Acts 1:8. D12. Develop world vision. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. Section E. Grow in Christ-likeness. The Christ-like life is the only life that can bring glory to God. Christ in our lives makes us different and attracts those around us who search for reality. This series of verses presents some of the Christ-like virtues God wants to build into our lives. Grow in Christ-likeness. E1. Love. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13:34-35. E2. Love. 1 John 3:18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:18. E3. Humility. Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians 2:3-4. E4. Humility. 1 Peter 5:5-6. Likewise, you that are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. E5, purity. Ephesians 5, 3. But immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is fitting among saints. Ephesians 5, 3. E6, purity. 1 Peter 2, 11. Beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh that wage war against your soul. 1 Peter 2, 11. E7, honesty. Leviticus 19, 11. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Leviticus 19, 11. E8, honesty. Acts 24, 16. So I always take pains to have a clear conscience toward God and toward men. Acts 24, 16. E9, faith. Hebrews 11, 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Hebrews 11, 6. E10, faith. Romans 4, 20 and 21. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Romans 4, 20 and 21. E11, good works. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. E12, good works. Matthew 5, 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, 16. For review, here are the verses in the topical memory system. Section A. Live the New Life. Christ the Center. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. And Galatians 2, 20. Obedience to Christ. Romans 12, 1 and John 14, 21. The Word, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and Joshua 1, 8. Prayer, John 15, 7 and Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Fellowship, Matthew 18, 20 and Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Witnessing, Matthew 4:19 and Romans 1:16. Section B, proclaim Christ. All have sinned, Romans 3:23 and Isaiah 53:6. Sin's penalty, Romans 6:23 and Hebrews 9:27. Christ paid the penalty, Romans 5:8 and 1 Peter 3:18. Salvation not by works, Ephesians 2:8 and 9 and Titus 3:5. Must receive Christ, John 1:12 and Revelation 3:20. Assurance of salvation, 1 John 5:13 and John 5:24. Section C, rely on God's resources. His Spirit, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 2:12. His Strength, Isaiah 41:10 and Philippians 4:13. His Faithfulness, Lamentations 3:22 and 23 and Numbers 23:19. His Peace, Isaiah 26:3 and 1 Peter 5:7. His Provision, Romans 8:32 and Philippians 4:19. His Help in Temptation, Hebrews 2:18 and Psalm 119, verses 9 and 11. Section D. Be Christ's Disciple. Put Christ First, Matthew 6:33 and Luke 9:23. Separate from the world, 1 John 2:15 and 16, and Romans 12:2. Be steadfast, 1 Corinthians 15:58 and Hebrews 12:3. Serve others, Mark 10:45 and 2 Corinthians 4:5. Give generously, Proverbs 3, 9 and 10, and 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. Develop world vision, Acts 1, 8, and Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Section E, Grow in Christlikeness, Love, John 13, 34 and 35, and 1 John 3:18. Humility, Philippians 2, 3 and 4, and 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. Purity, Ephesians 5, 3, and 1 Peter 2:11. Honesty, Leviticus 19, 11, and Acts 24, 16. Faith, Hebrews 11, 6, and Romans 4, 20 and 21. Good works, Galatians 6, 9 and 10, and Matthew 5, 16.